Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we are taking a break from our study of the book of Revelation to look at the book of Proverbs with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There's a defined starting point, a frame of reference, a lens, if you will, through which we view these things, our life experiences. And it is through our fear of the Lord. It is through Scripture. It is through our walk with the Lord. How does this impact my relationship with the Lord? Do you see now why it can be the only priority? If you place anything else in front of that, if you try to have priorities, what makes me happy, what does this, what does that, then how does this impact my relationship with the Lord cannot come first. It must be first. It must be that initial point. That's the need for initiation, where we started at, the origin, the importance of it. So, on that note of the discretion advised, this critical thinking, that definition I gave in the beginning from man was basically a choice that we can make. Biblically, this discretion, when we talked about giving to the young man discretion, it's the freedom to choose and to choose well, to do it good. It's not just the freedom to discern these things, but it's to do it and do it right. That's the discretion. So when you see like a warning about, you know, viewer discretion is advised, this kind of thing where, well, decide for yourself if this is right or wrong. No, biblically, discretion has the connotation of either being good or either being bad. And the discretion we ought to have is that with the good connotation. We shouldn't have to figure out in our own lens, is this right or wrong? We should know from Scripture as our origin, our starting point, about what choices are we going to make in our liberties and our freedoms in Christ. That's the critical thinking there. And here's why it's important. Because it's intentional. And I love to use the word intentional because it's so important in our life. That's what fascinates me about these lifestyles that people will adopt. Whether it's they embrace materialism or they embrace minimalism or they embrace essentialism or whatever ism they're going to embrace, they do it intentionally. Most of us today kind of fall in that consumer market and we are living in a materialistic life without ever really intending to. It just kind of happened to us. We don't know how we got here. And it's so fascinating to me that something so important as how do we live our life is one of the last things that we ever consider. And we'll look at people that take months or years to figure out how do I need to live? Do I need as little as possible? Do I need as much as possible? What's important about the way that I live my life? And we kind of look down noses at them with disdain about, you know, well, that's foolish. That's silly. Well, the foolishness is that they're not looking for the answer in Scripture. But the question is very, very wise. We ought to be very careful about how we live this life. And because it's the only one we got down here, you better make sure we're getting it right. You ought to take the time to consider these things with that critical thinking, with this discretion of making these decisions. It's intentional. It's intelligent. It's important. It's irreplaceable. Discretion in your life and in mine. And these are the kind of people that you and I need to be. People that are intentional. People that are intelligent. People that are important. People that are irreplaceable. Why? Not because of us. Again, we can't miss that humility. But because God's using us to do a great work. Now, this is the way that the world ought to look at us. Man, the impact they're making in our life, I don't know what I'd do without them. Not the fact that, well, God needs me. Because you get that attitude, you'll figure out real quick. He don't. You are replaceable. Very quickly. It's a pleasure and a blessing to be able to serve the Lord, the opportunities that He gives us. But the thought there is that's the way the world should look at us. Man, these people are intentional. These people are intelligent. These people are important. These people are irreplaceable. The impact that they have in the community, that's the thought there with the discretion. So I just wanted to share this, and I'm out of time. Let me share this with you. You've heard about knowledge and wisdom, the difference between the two. The tomato, you know, being the fruit. Well, if you know a tomato is a fruit, that's knowledge. But not putting a tomato in a fruit salad, that's wisdom. Okay? The difference there. Well, there's something here I want you to know. Knowledge without discretion. Discretion being that opportunity, that ability to freely choose how you're going to operate. And biblically, to choose and do it well. You have the freedom to choose. Knowledge without discretion is slavery. You may know, but you don't have a choice. Knowledge without discretion is slavery. Discretion without knowledge is ignorance. You are free to choose, but what do you know? You don't have that knowledge. That's ignorance. But knowledge with discretion, with Bible discretion, that's wisdom. Knowing and choosing the right thing, that's the recipe for wisdom, knowledge and discretion. I hope you can appreciate that. I marked that down this afternoon. Knowledge without discretion is slavery. Discretion without knowledge, well, that's ignorance. But knowledge with discretion, it's wisdom. It's a thing of beauty, but it's also dangerous. Because if we take out the biblical connotation where it's to know what to do and do good, we fall into a dangerous spot because it's accountability. You know what's right and you have the opportunity to do it, and you choose not to. Why do so many young people today have so much knowledge but no wisdom? Because they don't have the discretion. They don't. It's not been taught to them. They don't make the right choices. Biblical discretion. That's why we're missing it. When I went deer hunting, we'd see it never fails. You go out without a gun, you see a deer. You go out with a gun, there's no deer. Okay. Well, if I went out and I saw a deer, which I did, and I left the gun at the cabin, which I did, I had the knowledge of how to shoot that deer. But I lacked the opportunity and the choice to be able to do so. I could not choose to shoot that deer. I did not have a gun. Well, if someone went out with a gun that didn't have any business going out with a gun because they didn't know how to use it, they might see the deer and they have the opportunity, but they don't know how. That's that difference there. The discretion, the choice, the freedom to choose. When you know how to do it and you have the opportunity to do it, what happens? You get a deer. You're accountable is what happens. Suddenly you have no excuse. You say you had the opportunity to choose. You had the knowledge to choose. You are accountable. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. We're accountable. That opportunity that's given to us. So as we have opportunity, as we have that discretion, let us do good. Especially unto them that are of the household of faith. We will be held accountable to the opportunities presented to us. We have a freedom to choose, and knowledge is given to us. Discretion is using our freedom to choose well. Biblically, that's what it is. And we'll end it there. Why does discretion go to the young man? Why the young man? It specifically says knowledge and discretion to the young man. And that word young literally talks about young in age. Why? Well, the old man, he's learned the hard way already. He had the opportunities to choose, and they're gone. They passed him by as far as how he's going to model his life. He can still choose to try and do good in his later years, but as far as the life, how many people? Man, I wasted my youth. Wasted away. That's why that discretion is so important to the young folk. And it's why we ought to drill that into them. They have the freedom to choose, and they need to choose well. So when they marry that with the knowledge that they receive here in church, wisdom blooms and prospers. And that's just an introduction, the groundwork, to the Proverbs. It teaches us this discretion, how to choose well with that knowledge. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time spent this evening opening your word, Lord, for the truths of Scripture. Father, the freedoms that you have given us are so precious. May we use it to choose to do well. And be diligent in attaining the knowledge that enables us to make such decisions. Father, may our worship be sweet to you this evening. Be with the messenger tonight. Just move in a mighty way. Make your presence felt. We love you. We lift you up. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.